And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak ceiling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
Want to go to Burning Man, but you don't have the right goggles, costume, or attitude? Visit 20 Mission Hive at 2415 Mission Street between 20th and 21st in the heart of the Mission District. Easily accessible by BART, this collective of unique artists and vendors has eclectic handmade clothing, leatherwork, artisan jewelry, antiques, crystals, and there's even an amazing florist. Whisper Pirate Ship to your 20 Mission Hive vendor for a special 10% discount on the coolest, most original items in San Francisco. That's 20 Mission Hive with 8 vendors, and like them on Facebook at 20 Mission Hive. 20 Mission Hive for awesome events and updates.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
An awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Well, hey there, San Francisco. If you're looking for some delicious late-night food, I suggest you mosey on down to Bender's Bar. Inside, you can find Counter Offer, offering you amazing late-night food and snacks. Try the chicken biscuit. It's like your stomach's in a tasty tornado. They have exceptionally great daily ground sustainable burgers with sides of tater tots, grilled asparagus, and delicious zucchini and creamy-licious mac and cheese. You like tacos? They got them. And from the specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy potheads gonna come up with next? Go to the Counter Offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. Costco is located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter offer, son!
This is dog's
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer. Run!
Oh, happy hour. What could be happier than 23 comics doing jokes for each other and at a radio listening audience? Puppets, kittens, unicorns, porn maybe? Oh, well, stage time makes them happy, and this super happy comedy open mic is open every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. But you can also listen anytime by downloading the podcast at Mutiny Radio FM Index at
podcasts.pcrcollective.org.
So come live or listen later or to every happy hour mic Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Radio FL Mutiny Radio. I just fucked that up again. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, yeah.
You got it. I got it. You got it. Leave it with that tragedy.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
Informed specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy potheads gonna come up with next? Go to the counter offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. It's located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter offer, son!
Accent changed like 3 times throughout the course of that. This is dog's fault.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer.
Oh, happy hour. What could be happier than 23 comics doing jokes for each other and at a radio listening audience? Puppets, kittens, unicorns, porn maybe? Oh, well, stage time makes them happy, and this super happy comedy open mic is open every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. But you can also listen anytime by downloading the podcast at Mutiny Radio FM Index at
podcasts.pcrcollective.org.
So come live or listen later or to every happy hour mic Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Radio FL Mutiny Radio. I just fucked that up again. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, you got it.
I got it.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mike Spiegelman, and welcome here on MutinyRadio.fm, PCRCollective.org.
Absolutely.
And I'm with here, Pam Benjamin.
How you doing, Mike?
And I just want to welcome everybody to our second episode of Let's Watch.
With Mike Spiegelman.
And our special guest.
Pam Benjamin. Good stuff. Spiegelman.
Mike
Spiegelman of the layover, other fame.
Yeah, no, that's what I would like to be known as. I do run a show over in Oakland at the bar called The Layover. So if you're ever in Oakland, go to the bar called The Layover.
And you've been doing that for like 6 years now.
Six and a half years.
Six and a half years. Who's counting?
I don't really bring it up when I have the opportunity. 6.5 years, yeah.
Is that longer than your marriage, or is that the same amount of time?
Less? No, my marriage has been going on. It's approaching 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting. It's not Father's Day, by the way.
It's not Father's Day? I thought today was Father's Day, and I was doing a Father's Day show. I guess that's next week will be Father's Day. Anyway, so we are, the show's called Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on YouTube Together, live with Mike Spiegelman and Pam Benjamin.
Hey.
And the idea is that we are going to watch a full-length movie selected from YouTube. And we're going to watch it in real time. If you have the podcast, go to YouTube, and that's available on your phone.
On your tablet.
Yeah.
Your kids have it.
They everywhere. I have my Nintendo DS, 3DS has it. My video game machines, PlayStation 3 has it.
Everything has YouTube. My brain has YouTube.
So, yeah, go to Pam Benjamin's brain and go to YouTube. So we are dipping into the Paramount Vault YouTube channel. So if you go type in Paramount Vault, the movie we're going to watch is Masters of the Universe.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I was actually, I used to be a camp counselor, and my name was She-Ra.
Oh, yeah. The whole camp, the whole summer?
Yeah, the whole summer. I worked in a sleepaway camp where you weren't allowed to use your real names. I don't know why, as an adult, but you'd... Even the counselors would call each other by their... Everyone called me She-Ra all summer.
That's awful.
Yeah, I worked with a person named Treetop.
Oh,
I never knew her real name, but she was Treetop.
Her name was Treetop.
Yeah, everyone called her Treetop. All the kids, all the counselors, everybody.
Oh,
there's an Elmo. There was a Super Grover.
This is just a horrible story.
I was She-Ra. It goes to the Masters of the Universe. And the thing was, the kids at that time, they didn't know what the Masters of the Universe were.
Oh, yes.
They were like, She-Ra? What does that even mean?
Yeah. What about the kids? Were the kids able to use their real name?
The kids use their real name. But I think that they wanted anonymity with the counselors. So it would be like, you go to sleepaway camp and you had your daughters.
It was sleepaway camp.
It was sleepaway camp. So I had them for an entire week. They never knew my real name. They only knew me as She-Ra for the entire summer.
But what about the camp counselors? Did they know that you were Pam?
Nobody called me Pam. They just called me She-Ra.
Oh.
And it was at a Christian camp, so you'd be praying and stuff, and you'd be like, dear God, I hope that She-Ra's cabin doesn't suck this week, or whatever.
Yeah. Please, dear God, May Treetop, Tree Trunks, Cabin Wind tomorrow's marathon.
Right.
By the way, today was the San Francisco Triathlon.
The healthy people.
Marathon. Yeah, that was, you wait in line for brunch, then you eat brunch.
Hmm.
And then you wait in line for coffee.
Right. That's the San Francisco Marathon. Very funny.
All right. So, yeah. So we are going to do Masters of the Universe from the 80s. This is, of course, with Dolph Lundgren. As you can hear me pounding away. What do I, Safari is it? I don't know what Safari is. Okay, so go ahead to YouTube. I won't read out the number, but we are going to press play on Masters of the Universe. It's available on the YouTube channel, The Paramount Vault.
Go to The Paramount Vault. 50 movies, full length.
Full length. And now, of course, there'll be commercials popping up. Oh, this one is closed captioning, which is what we prefer. We're not going to be listening to the sound, us personally, but...
You can.
Yeah.
If you want. You should be listening to this, though.
All right, so we're going to sync up together. So I'm going to go ahead and press play, and hopefully an ad will play. So I have this pause at 0:00.
Because we love ads.
Here comes the play.
MutinyRadio.fm.
Oh, all right. Starts immediately. So we're going to go full screen.
Yeah.
Sign of quality, Canon, timeless.
Yeah,
that went bankrupt.
We're going into the Matrix. They just broke it apart for us.
These guys are really classy. Golden Globus production.
I like that two-tone on the
These fonts, it looks like it's a solid gold.
Yeah, they made that little shimmer too happen. Yeah. Look at, there's the shimmer.
They must have spent $6 million on it. Dolph Lundgren.
Amazing. Yeah. Is this before or after the Rocky movie? It's got to be after, right?
Yeah, because before he would be like six billed. Oh, here's some plot point.
Castle Grayskull. We all know about Castle Grayskull. That's where Nancy Pelosi lives with her twin brother, Skeletor.
No. That's where Danielle Steele lives.
That's at the top of the hill there. Yeah,
Grayskull.
Grayskull at the top of the mountain next to the beautiful park.
People get those two mixed up. So here's the kind of plot point, but we're all fans of He-Man. We know the story of He-Man is obvious. Look at that.
Oh, rainbow sparkles.
I have a pair of shoes, the sneakers that color, and they're collectibles, so I hang them on my wall. Starring Billy Barty.
I don't know who that is.
You'll recognize
These are him. All really great, like, fake names, though. John Cypher.
These are all Courtney
Cox. Courtney Cox. She's
what
a real
fake
person.
Name.
Fake name, though.
James Tolkien. He was the principal in Back to the Future.
Chelsea Field, another
Chelsea
nobody.
Chelsea Field, that's where I used to play soccer. Robert Duncan Mitchell. Oh, Christy Pickles.
That is not a real name.
Christina Pickles.
It's got to be a
I love Christina Pickles. Oh, my sandwich.
Evelyn.
Bill, Christina Pickles. Chris Pickles.
Wow.
At least, you know, she doesn't use an initial because no one else in the Screen Actor Guild signed up their names as Christina Pickles. She was the only one.
Your real name is Mike Spiegelman. Mike Spiegelman.
No, actually, it's Mike Pickles, and I had to change it to Spiegelman because the kids would mock me.
So I'm wondering if you were going to be have to change your name for Hollywood to be or to be a famous comedian. What would you change your name to?
Well, first off, to be a famous comedian, I would get a time machine and go back 25 years, start over. But the first thing I would do 25 years ago is I would have two first names, which is the classic. Like, think of all your favorite comedians. It's always two names. So
Dimitri Martin.
Have a Steve Martin.
Dane Cook. You don't have a person named Cook. And nobody likes Dane Cook except me. That's okay.
Well, what about, like, I don't know, Dave Anthony?
Right.
I don't know. The most obscure guy I can think of. But the point is that I'd be...
Okay, this is way too much like Star Wars. They have 50 Darth Vaders standing there with guns. Look at those. Those are all Darth Vaders.
These are like stuntmen breaking
Vader,
their
Darth
bones.
Darth Vader.
The probably Golden Globus had them, like, dressed as gladiators, like, 20 minutes beforehand for another movie. Run over to the science fiction one.
And put your helmet on. It's the same outfit. Actually, they were in a Nazi film ahead of time, and then they just put the helmet on. They're fine.
That was the only thing Hasbro agreed to, like, just bring up the fear.
Bring up the fear. More Nazis. They're so scary.
These are all Hasbro executives in the background, like, making sure their property is intellectual property is played right.
This is right in my age range when I was a kid watching cartoons. I watched Masters of the Universe. It was, what, 1984, 85? So I was in, like, fourth and fifth grade. I think right in my wheelhouse.
I think He-Man, Masters of the Universe, was from 1979 to 1986, and then they did She-Ra from 1986, and then they said, you know what, we're not interested in this idea anymore, and everything shut down in 1987.
Yeah. There you go. Well, no, that's fair. I mean, because, let's see, and I graduated from junior high in 1988, so it was still, I'd probably still be watching cartoons. I still watch cartoons now. I don't give a fuck.
Do you watch them on Netflix, on Hulu?
I've recently been watching Truly Outrageous, Truly, Truly, Truly Outrageous, Gem. I've been rewatching the Gems that just came out on.
The Gem movies must be good.
I didn't see the movie. I've just been watching the old videos, and boy, are they terrible. I'm like, this is what I was raised on? Oh, man.
There is a Dark Knight comics, I think, or a Dark Horse. They have a collection of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe comics, which I checked out from the library, and it's the complete edition of these comic books that were printed in Mexico that had the adventures of He-Man.
Wow.
Yeah. So, okay, if we're syncing up, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a movie together. You can feel free to give us a call if you're listening to this live at 415-550-0511. Pam, Benjamin, and myself, Mike Spiegelman, are watching. We are approaching the five-minute mark of a full-length movie here on YouTube.
This is our first, this is some really great special effects happening. Skeletor projecting himself.
We're on 5 minutes, 502 right now, if you're synced up with us. And
he's saying the droids, these are not the droids you're looking for.
It's holograms. This is like watching CNN News. They got the hologram up there. What's your election prediction?
Right, I say Skeletor for the win. But the thing I appreciate about Skeletor is he doesn't have hair and he's not wearing a hairpiece, so I'm really impressed with that. As opposed to other political campaign people right now that might have fake hair and might not be able to say, you know what, I am a skull and I am bald and that's okay.
The words "no budget" comes to mind. when it came to choices like that.
Look at his. He has bigger boobies than I do. Dolph Lundgren. Lundgren, you got to give it to him. He's like a C cup right there.
You know he's hung like a horse.
As
Hollywood legends go.
Is that a thing that they say?
Yeah, that is a thing that they say about his.
Is that in the 1985 blogs before the.
That was in Spy Magazine, which was the 1985 blogs before the. That's also true. Before the internet, there was Spy Magazine, and they did talk about his memoir.
So this is unlike Conan because he has a gun. So he has a sword like Conan.
Yeah. This is like Krull, where they got like lasers.
Oh, I love Krull. Oh my God, Krull is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Best video game of all time.
I didn't know there was a video game for Krull.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
I love that weird little star. I started throwing. We actually came into San Francisco when I think I was like in fourth grade, and we went to Chinatown, and my brother distracted my parents so that I could buy a throwing star. Because of Krull. And so I would go.
That's insane.
We would go to the garage and we had this one wall and we'd throw these throwing stars at the wall and pretend that we were like in the Krull world. Except that I wasn't like the princess. I was like trying to save the princess with the throwing
stars. So you guys like distracted your parents in Chinatown, bought some Krull nunchucks or whatever they were.
No, throwing stars.
No, stuff, sorry.
Nunchucks are like the
And then you like put them in your jacket and then sat in the back seat of your parents' car.
Absolutely.
Drove back home.
Mm-hmm. And then went into the garage and threw them at the wall incessantly without them knowing.
Oh, it's so painful.
Yeah.
Speaking of painful, they have just caught a leprechaun if you're watching this movie.
Oh boy.
He's actually.
It's got to be the only. Is it Warwick Davis?
No, this is Billy Barty.
Oh, okay.
This is Billy Barty.
I thought Warwick was the only one they've ever used.
Oh, no.
According to him, he's the only one who's ever been in any movies.
Billy Barty has been in, I guess, 1,000 movies.
Ooh.
At least.
Baron von Munchausen, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah.
Tiny people. What's the one where the seven dwarfs are running around? Not Snow White, but...
Under the Rainbow, which is a full-length movie available on YouTube.
Right.
It is, actually. I've watched the entire thing on YouTube. People, the whole point of this podcast is that you listen to this as a podcast or listen to this live or listen to the sync with the movie or don't listen to the sync, but definitely pick up the RSS feed and listen however you listen. This is happening every week. Except for Father's Day.
Maybe we'll do it again next Saturday. We don't have to. Your child is important. You should bring your child. You should watch it. You should bring a specific movie, and you should have your child guest.
Come in here
and guest.
Yeah, but absolutely. Then I won't be able to talk. Have to keep my humor.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to keep it PG.
I have to keep it like puns and Barbie doll related.
Does she watch the silly Barbie doll thing on Netflix? That's a terrible, terrible show.
I have
Barbie's Dreamhouse. It's awful. Don't let her watch it. It's terrible.
No, Barbie has a couple DVD adventures where she's a ballerina, and she, I don't know, she's like someone, she gets mistaken for a spy or something. I don't know the storylines, but, and like they go, where is the microfilm?
It's hard for Barbie to dance on point because her boobs are so big that she'll fall over. It's just the tiny feet and really top heavy.
She's ballerina-ing. I saw a live ballerina show at Bravo Theater with a bunch of kids. It was cute.
Right on.
Friday, yeah.
Your daughter's ballerina?
Yeah, she was in there. She was good.
Right on.
All right, so they're doing something with tuning forks or claws. So I actually don't know what's going on, to be honest with you.
Tila, we don't know who Tila is. She's like, she's, hopefully she dies. You gotta kill someone on page 20, you know what I mean?
It's actually Tila Tequila.
Ah.
She's right now apologizing on Twitter for the last tweet she wrote.
Tila Tequila is still a person out in the, she's a personage in the blogosphere.
Oh, all you have to do is read her Twitter page for about six posts. And you'll...
She became famous because of Pants Off Dance Off. Did you know that? That's where she was first seen, was on Pants a show called Pants Off Dance
I'm
Off.
I'm familiar with Pants Off Dance
yeah.
Off.
Yeah. And then from that,
I got
became...
my style from that show. So I am not wearing pants.
It's radio. You could do it however you want. You could be wearing, it could be Sunday bathrobe drinking day. It doesn't matter.
It's basically Sunday bathrobe drinking day.
Dolph Lundgren looks like he needs a drink. He looks pretty misty. He needs to get someone to dab his forehead with something.
No, they're shooting lasers in a cave. Now, the very principle of lasers is that it shoots at the speed of the light. So there's no absolute with lasers. Like, there's no wiggle room. Like, how do they, people keep dodging? I never understand these movies where, like, they create these weapons and they purchase these weapons and they always miss.
I agree with this. If it's a laser,
yeah,
that's it's speed of light. You can't move out of the, if it's already, if they've pressed the trigger, you're dead.
Right.
Right, because of physics and stuff, properties of physics.
Right, so they're going to, like, just escape it.
And why are they in some weird underground clubhouse? Like, what's going on here?
Is it the Mickey Mouse clubhouse?
Yeah. They also, well, oh, the little rascals are there. Buckwheat, get out of the...
I'll find the key. I thought there was going to be a microphone in this film.
Really, the costumes aren't bad. This is a high-budget film.
The costumes probably, like, cause everyone to get, like, skin cancer, like, 30 years later.
There's lead. They wanted to make the armor really heavy.
Oh, my God. Where did they get this, like...
Storming the castle.
The set.
It's great. They built it.
They built it. They're like, okay, we want flaming columns, and we want some space lighting, and we want some...
I think they actually...
Staircases. We need a lot of staircases in this movie.
Is Paramount the same ones they put out Star Trek, right?
Sure.
So this was actually probably an old Star Trek one, and they just put some flaming cauldrons and changed the paint on it, and they're like, oh, Starship Enterprise, nothing. No, now it's the weird lair.
The producers of Xanadu had a garage sale.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we'll take this.
Someone's going to roller skate around. There's going to be a dance break for like 20 minutes. Xanadu's a great film. Gene Kelly, killing it as an old man.
Oh, that movie is terrible.
It's great. There's a dance sequence in the middle that just, he's trying to bring it back to the old 50s and early 60s like films, and it's so great.
I bet you
great.
Don't realize this, but you probably watched a movie that the director of Xanadu directed called Outfoxed, documentary of, excuse me, Fox News.
I have not.
And he's done other documentaries. He now does like documentaries about how Bush is a bad president. You should check it out.
Duh.
Like, did you know that our current president, Bush, he's, like, screwing the country? He's definitely eye-opening.
I've read a lot of books about how he stole that second election away from Al Gore and the sadness and...
Well, people didn't want...
Hanging chads. They didn't... It's
four
and then
more he, years of Clinton, so that's what happened.
Except that Al Gore invented the internet. Come on. He was a different guy. I think he was more progressive than Clinton anyways. I know he didn't invent the internet. He was just in the Navy at the time and put a lot of funding toward it in the early 80s. That's all. So he didn't invent it. He just put funding toward it. Just like Skeletor. He put
just
a lot
like
of funding
Skeletor.
Into the internet.
Speaking of Al Gore. So this is...
Skeletor for president, 2016.
So Skeletor, I don't know where they're hanging out. Like, this like interior is so like roomy and has staircases and it's made of
they're
wood.
They're in Castle Grayskull.
Oh, Castle Grayskull is beautiful. I want to.
On the inside?
Do they have like an Airbnb?
It's in one of the eyes that outlooks this, the entire land.
This is when I changed my name so I can get like people think I'm Jewish and I can get into their house.
Mike Grayskull. That's a good name.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Mike Skull. And I was looking to use your Airbnb at Castle Grayskull. Yeah, Skull doesn't sound Jewish. Come on in. Actually, Skull's not telling you. Skull's name.
Well, High Skull, that's actually like
High
Swedish.
Skull.
That's what they say when they cheers, chin, chin in like, you know, the Netherlands, the upper regions of the world. It's High Skull. Not Skull, but S-K-O-L. Neither here nor there.
You're neither. Oh, here comes the laser beam. Duck, duck.
And why would he have swords if he has laser beams? And so your sword can counteract a laser beam?
Right.
You would think that your sword would be cut in half by a laser beam.
No.
It wouldn't reflect it off.
Science fiction fantasies of the 80s, where you have like barbarians with lasers, sandals and lasers, is that the lasers get reflected.
He just did it.
Yeah, by the swords.
Are they made of Valerian steel? Like, how are they negating these
they're
lasers?
They're made of Valerian steel that negates lasers.
It works against White Walkers and lasers.
Oh, everybody. Sorry. This troll.
Oh, here's the tuning forks. He's got it. It's working. It's working.
Some cartoon has a diminutive character that looks cute as an animated form, and then the real-life version is Billy Bardian wearing some evil leprechaun, like half-baked leprechaun outfit.
Yeah.
Because it's based on some He-Man cartoon character, and his gun is like...
And when does his... what's the name of his cat that he rides? Why hasn't he ridden his cat yet? His enormous cat.
His cat's name Hamilton after the play they saw. The musical was really, they decided to name their cat after the musical.
Could you imagine He-Man the musical? Masters of the Universe, the musical.
Masters. Universe. Well, Masters of the Universe in the 80s also took life of its own when it was used as the Wall Street brokers who would play fast and loose, the Gordon Geckos.
They were called the Masters of the Universe?
Yeah, because they can make billions of dollars just through insider trading or what have you. But that was like kind of a more positive, like, boiler room aesthetic so you know, Masters of the Universe, in the movie and the book Bonfire and the Vanities, that's the term is where it's coined. Tom Wolfe called them Masters of the Universe.
Tom Wolfe, great writer. Of Masters of the Universe here, not so great. Not the best writer I've ever.
The writer was John Cheever, working quickly.
Oh, look, now the light has come, and it's, look, they have, I thought that the ground was gray, but now it's a lovely
This is a weird kind
marble.
Of tile marble that Greystone is made out of. It's more interesting than anything else in the movie.
Some really great set design and set painting.
Oh, yeah, it's a commercial. Okay.
And, yeah.
All right, so
there's a commercial.
So we're going to skip the video.
You guys are listening.
Say skip ad right now. Let's do skip ad 3, 2, 1.
Skipped it together. Very nice.
Right, so
give us a call.
We have a buffering.
0511.
We're at 1639. Here.
There it goes.
There we go. Starting 1640.
Find them.
Oh, here comes some blue lightning, vertical, horizontal
and
lightning.
Why do all portals end up being round like that? All portals sort of
for China,
look the same.
Dentata, that's why. It's a scary hole.
It's very. Which way are you going?
I guess that hole is for out only.
And of course the dwarf almost drowns in a foot of water.
Uh-huh, but it looks funny on screen.
Just like how you want to, it's how easy it is to drown a 3-year-old in 2 inches of water. Don't do that. Watch your kids in the tub, everybody. Watch your kids in the tub. Seriously.
They're all laughing at it.
When you had a baby, wasn't it scary when you put them in the tub and you're like, don't, if they fall over, they can drown. It's not, I'm a nanny, so I'm always afraid of killing people's children.
Oh, yeah. You got to use a garden hose.
Kids don't care about heat or cold. You just hose them off. So they stop. Oh, wow.
Oh, he even had this. This is no CGI, so they actually had water inside the mask.
That was another $100,000.
Yeah, but poor Billy Barty, whoever is in there, has to like...
Had to push some button and...
Okay, we want you to wear this suffocating mask. Then we're going to dunk your head into a pod. And then you're going to squirt out water from your ears from these packets that will squeeze your head in.
And they put all that weird silicone on his face. And do you remember the movie The Mask with...
Jim?
The guy who has red hair and he's in everything. Eric Stoltz. And he was the lead character. And that makeup, like, I guess, really messed up his face because it was in the 80s. And I'm wondering what happened to poor Billy Barty here with all of this crazy, like, weird silicone stuff on his face.
Well, he's passed away.
So oh, yeah. That was probably the lead poisoning from that weird stuff. He's trying to keep it alive in the eyes, but it's difficult with all that stuff on him. And it's the ears that are...
He was found drowned in a pond. I didn't want to bring it up.
He was what? Drowned in a pond? Is that how he... No, just like Poltergeist.
I take that back.
He died in the...
I take that back.
And they're looking for something. Alien life form. They're all together. Where's She-Ra? Let me blast it.
Oh, yeah, so...
Snarf! Nope, that's a different one.
Snarf is from He-Man.
Snarf... Is Snarf from He-Man?
Yeah.
No, Snarf is from Thundercats. Thundercats! And Snarf! Meow!
I hit a singularity where all these cartoons are the same at this point.
They were. Well, in the 80s, you were an adult, so you weren't...
No, that's not true. I watched a lot of Inspector Gadget after school.
Oh, Inspector Gadget is great!
Star Blasters or Star Blazers, the episodic... apocalyptic Japanese cartoon. That was kind of fun. But, you know, I also watched a lot of sitcoms or whatever when I came home. But I did watch some cartoons. Saturday morning cartoons.
How did you feel about Facts of Life?
Well, you take the good and you take the bad.
Take them both and there you have.
The Facts of Life. The Facts of Life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like the Facts of Life. They went to Paris. I liked the... They had George Clooney as a handyman. And,
and Sean, or Astin, the other Astin, Sean Astin's brother.
Oh,
the blonde Astin.
Blonde Ashton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is funny because he's his blonde, ashy hair.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, there's Courtney Cox.
Oh, yeah,
there
Courtney Cox.
Is.
And, ooh, public people.
Look at the prices in the back, 45 cents for coffee.
Well, yeah, they, so well, here we are in the real world. And, Jersey, right? They got fast food in Jersey. Oh, no, they're not in Jersey. They must be in Texas. New Jersey, Texas.
Is this Courtney's first role after her role in...
Leprechaun?
When she was in Leprechaun?
No.
She was... I just remember the first thing she did was the Bruce Springsteen video. She was in the front row of a Bruce Springsteen video. And she looks about this age. She's young here. Yeah.
Well, the video games are vintage behind them, too.
Yeah.
They're talking about a man and about a love. I guess it fails the Bechdel test. Right. Because
it has nothing to do with them as people. It's who they are in relationships to men.
Yeah. This is classic.
Good. And now, soon into the relationships with He-Man.
She has to get out some more 80s clothes. It's 80s night at a party at Club 80s. I got to dress like I'm in the 80s.
I miss feathered hair. And when she has the bangs where you take your bangs and you... curl the top half one direction and you curl the bottom half underneath and then you hairspray it and then you fluff it all together so that you have an enormous bangs situation happening up front. It's what Courtney Cox is rocking right now.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's like a poodle on her head.
And so is the guy. It looks like he's been doing a lot of fluffing and feathering as well.
Maybe they're wearing masks as well. Just like every other actor in this movie. I got you what you want, a dire bucket of chicken. Thanks. I was hoping to get a chili dog or fries or hot dogs or shakes like the sign says. The sign says hot dogs and chili dogs. Isn't that redundant? I feel so awkward on first dates. Thanks for the bucket of chicken. I'll eat it here in the van. Kevin, don't start that again. I'll sit in the back of the van. Do you like it when I eat a bucket of chicken in the van? God, that's
in
so
the van.
Bad.
They have the whole back of the van.
See, the sign says chili fries, hot dogs, and shakes.
So and it's in an old, that's got to be an old Wiener Schnitzel that they used and appropriated for the purpose.
Oh, that explains why there's no hamburger on the sign. In fact, the chili dog and hot dogs are both on the sign. And I won't let it go, no, fam, because it's redundant. Why don't you say chili and hot dogs or just hot dogs with chili? Maybe chili could be a second one.
Chili could be on the side. You just say chili, hot dogs.
I say
chili.
Burgers because I'm trying to be short. Chili. No, I say fries. Hot dogs, chili. No, wait, hang on. What I'm saying is the chili is, you could add chili to the fries.
And you could add chili.
You could
chili
add chili to the hamburger.
Absolutely.
You could add chili to the hot dog. Mm-hmm. It isn't like inclusive to the hot dog by putting the chili from the dog and the hot dog.
If you have chili in the building, you can put it on anything. It doesn't have to be a chili dog. I hear you.
So if that comes coming to a sign that says hot dogs, fries, chili dogs. Have chili dogs, fries, hot dogs, and shake. I'll be like, well, what about the chili? Can I put it on the fries? Can I get a chili shake? Like, it's not, it doesn't apply.
It's a different kind of chili. It's like a C-H-I-L-L-Y.
Don't you guys sell hamburgers like every normal place in America that sells hot dogs? And they'll be like, so that's just, that explains why they don't sell hamburgers. It's that it was a Wiener Schnitzel.
It was a Wiener Schnitzel because it had a peaked roof. That's how you know.
I don't know. I mean, the only time I see Wiener Schnitzel, they're usually at the Museum of Food Court. Yes.
Oh, look, they found the bucket of chicken. How did that...
Wait a minute. Yeah, how did that chicken...
Trans-dimensional chicken.
Good chicken. Hey, what's this thing called diarrhea?
Why, they put these foods on the little white sticks. No, they're rib bones. Are they all vegetarians? Why are they also...
Yeah, they're all vegetarians. All we've been before is cock.
What are they... Exactly, what are they eating in Grayskull Land? In the Master of the Universe Land if they don't like...
What does He-Man put in his mouth? Oh, yeah, they eat, like, beets and shit. I guess stains their fingertips.
But how could...
Oh, so here we are in the real world at a gravestone, because why not press the fuck out of people?
It was a plane crash. Those things just happened. Her parents conveniently died in a plane crash.
Maybe if the plane didn't crash.
This is going to be a story like in Gremlins, which is like, it was Christmas, and my dad wanted to be Santa Claus, and then there was a rat.
Let's watch Gremlins.
You should tell the people why you chose this family-friendly movie anyways on this particular day.
Well, I mean, we're recording this on July 10th, and it's just...
It's actually June 12th.
June 12th.
But, yeah. All right.
You know, light movie. We're picking a kid's movie.